Hey there, welcome to my podcast. I always say that the one thing that affects us are the relationships we are born in, the relationships we choose, the relationships we surround ourselves with, and the relationships with ourselves. So on this podcast, I talk about all things relationships, friendships, motivation, because I know how hard it can be to be in a situation whereby you are with people or you are with someone and you do not know what to do and you're thinking in your head and you need answers, reassurance and affirmation. I'm here so we can walk the journey together, and every single thought you had, we can put it down on the table. So as we get into this podcast, I just want to let you know I'm not a therapist. I'm just a girl who loves to share and inspire. Please do not forget to like, comment and subscribe. Leave a review and let me know what you liked about the podcast, what you'd like me to improve, and what you'd like to hear next. Now let's jump right into the podcast now. Hey there. Have you ever been in a situation where you've met this guy, everything seems to be going well, he treats you right, he's very nice to you, he's so kind, he gives you all these kind of signals, but then tells you he does not want to be in a relationship. And that's when your instinct of being a fixer kicks in. Well, I don't know if you have been in this situation, but I have. But I hope this podcast does help you and does put some perspective on this kind of situation. Anyways, before that, if you haven't liked, please like, leave a comment on a topic that you want me to talk about, subscribe as well, and share with a friend who would love this message. But then, let's jump right into the podcast. So, you know the situation that you have met this lovely guy, but he feels like he doesn't want to be in a relationship with you. There is a famous saying that says, don't let a guy tell you more than once that he doesn't want to be with you. The moment he tells you he doesn't want to be in a relationship, that is the first thing you should do in your mind and move on. Sometimes they just do not want to be in a relationship with you. Sorry, I just had to say that. It's disheartening. It's really discouraging. But when he tells you that, possibly there are a lot of things in his mind, or there are a lot of things that he needs to sort out, that he needs to do. Or he doesn't see himself being with you as a partner. So what I would say to you is that when this happens, don't bring out the instinct of being a fixer. Because the moment a guy says to you, I do not want to be in a relationship, the first thing you do is that you start being a fixer. Your fixing instinct comes in. Because as women, we think that we are fixers. We can fix everything. But there are certain things that we cannot fix. And we also think, oh, probably he'll change. A few of them do change, but the majority of them do not change. And for those who proceed and carry on in a relationship after the lady has convinced them, that relationship does not last. Let me tell you something that I've spoken about before, and it is, before a man approaches you, he already knows his intentions. He knows that he wants to be with this girl. He knows that this guy is a wife material. He knows that he just wants to have a one-night stand. He knows that all he wants from you is sex. Or he knows that all he wants from you is comfort. Some of them do change. Some of them do lie. But the actions is what you have to base that on. So what I'm trying to say to you is that when he comes to you and he says he does not want to be in a relationship, step back and start doing your own things. When you try to change his perspective, trust me, he will
match up with you. And in your mind, you'll think that you have won. In your mind, you'll think like, oh, wow, what a great achievement. I have managed to change his mind. But 1 year or 2 years or even if several months down the road, you start to sense things like he doesn't want to be with you. And you start asking him, you don't want to be in a relationship with me. You don't want to be in a relationship with me. As a woman, we keep asking over and over again the same thing. And then all of a sudden he will say yes, or he will say he wants to leave. And then you'll feel heartbroken. But the truth is that he did tell you that in the beginning of the relationship, but because you are very persistent. This has clearly happened to me before, where I thought this person, you know, I could literally fix it. I could literally make him change his mind. And he did. He did change his mind. Everything went well for the first time. You know, everything was good. And then all of a sudden, just like that, he changed his mind. And I was crying, I was upset, I was moody, I was feeling all these kind of emotions that you can feel. But then I sat back down and I said, hold on a minute. He did tell me he doesn't want to be with me. But because I'm quite stubborn, I was like, he will be with me. So the point I'm trying to say to you is that what is meant to be for you will always be yours. And what is not meant to be from you will always go away. It will always go away. And that part of it going away is the most hurtful thing. It's a thing that really hurts the most. But what I want to tell you right now is to encourage you. I want to encourage you and just know your worth. If he says he doesn't want to be with you, be okay with that. Be okay with that. Tell him, okay, fine, you don't want to be with me? That's cool. That's your own loss, another person's gain. Because you have to be in a position to know who you are and what value you're able. If he does not see the value that you are ready to give or the value that he will get from you, then he's not the one for you. Because someone who knows your value, someone who sees you, someone who knows the kind of package that you are, will want to come in for a long run, not to dip in and dip out. So understanding your worth is very important. And I'm going to make a podcast where I talk about worth and self-love. But when you know your worth and you understand where you are within yourself and who you are, it's very easy for you to be like, okay, cool. You don't want to be in a relationship. I clearly understand. And don't take it upon yourself and look down on yourself and say, he doesn't want to be with me. What is wrong with me? You know, who is this person? Blah, blah, blah. What am I not doing right? It's not always like that. Sometimes, generally, they are not in a position to be in a relationship. Sometimes they are not ready to receive the love you're going to give them. Sometimes they are not in a position to love you the way you are all to be loved. And sometimes they can't give you. And because of those things, they may not want to be with you, or sometimes you're not the person they want. Because I have talked about this before and I've said that, for example, a man who is broken will always look for someone who is a fixer, you know. A boy will always look for someone who has a motherly figure to them. And sometimes you just don't have that particular thing that they want from you, and it's nothing to do with you, it's just something to do with them. So every single time he says he doesn't want to be in a relationship, don't take it upon yourself and think that it's something to do with you. It may be something to do with them in their past, or a fear or something, but it's something they have to work on, because you do not want to be with someone who does not want to be with you. Why do you want someone who doesn't want you? So for me, when someone says to me they don't want to be in a relationship with me, that's a number one red flag for me to say, hold on a minute, I need to step back. I need to get myself together before I get too deep and step back. So what I wanted to say to you in this whole entire podcast as I round it up is to say to you that Don't feel disheartened. Don't feel discouraged. Don't feel down. Don't feel like the problem is yours. Don't feel like the world is crashing. Don't feel like, you know, everything is there, because we have a tendency of having this whole picture of building already a future in your mind before it manifests. And if that doesn't come to life, then we feel so bad. So I want to encourage you and say to you that remember your self-worth. Love yourself more. And if he says he doesn't want to be with you, just walk away. Someone who truly wants to be with you and sees your value and understands who you are and truly wants to be there will certainly be there. Okay? Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I really appreciate you and the time. And if you like more of this, let me know. Leave it down in the comments. Do share this, and I'll see you next week with a very new podcast. I hope this helped encourage you and inspired you. Until next time, bye bye.